Well, it wasn't to be this year to successfully defend your title, but how would you assess the last 2 days of competition?
Well, it's always a fantastic event, isn't it? I was very nervous before cross country, like I think everyone is at Gatcombe. It's such a big course and such a big bowl and beautiful park. It wasn't our week. I think that's sport, you know, a few little mistakes in the dressage. I had one down and then I wasn't sure I didn't have 15 penalties at the corner, so I didn't quite perhaps push in the same way I might be in the top three. Might have done if I had been in the top three. So we're not disappointed. We're very excited about the mare, and I think Captain Mark Phillips's course has taught her a lot here.
Well, coming into this event, conditions have been absolutely perfect because the nature of the terrain is pretty unique at Gatcombe Park. But how do you feel it rode?
Yeah, weren't we lucky? It was perfect ground. In the past, it's often been a bit of a hot, dry summer here, and they had rain just at the right time. And yeah, we're absolutely blessed with such a good going.
What makes the Magic Millions Festival of British Eventing so special for you? You've claimed the silverware before, but when you speak to the top riders, everyone's incredibly fond of this event as one of the highlights in the calendar.
Yeah, aren't we? It's the British Open, isn't it? I think someone said before I left, there's only a handful of people that have ever made the time here. So it's something that the top riders are always very proud of if they are able to do well here. So It's a big, tough track, and we're lucky to be at Gatcombe Park.
You said you're very excited about this mare. What does the future have in store now in the next couple of weeks?
Well, we'll take a look at her when we get home. She's entered to do a long format in Ireland in a couple of weeks. And then hopefully, if she goes well there, then she can be qualified for Tokyo and we can rethink what we do going forward.